Begin the current daf. Masech this human daf from begin. Begin to taste the master. Begin with the gemara. Shtayim moitzi. You could take out two fingers. Achas meboy. I have to tell you, you could stick out one finger. That's the gemara's question. Now it says taste avikav the bekama duchti. Although in many places, Katani, we learned loizu abzu. Not only this, but even this. So yeah, and the chanami. So you didn't have to say it, but how we don't ask this question many times. Mekamokim. But meaning, although we answer, we say you're right. There is no chiddush, but we said it, even though it's not necessary. So why don't we say this over here too? So it's time to come back. But there's another answer. Come on, so we say it, and our Gemara gives a different answer. It says you're right. It doesn't really mean two, and then for sure one. It's really supposed to be one. But if it's a chayla, then you could do two. But another concept says this. Where one is totally included in the other category. Then it should not have said it at all. In other words, when there's a small chiddush and a big chiddush, and the small chiddush you could learn from a koshkin from the bigger chiddush, in such a case, you'll say loizu avzu. But when the small chiddush is already included in the bigger chiddush, you don't say loizu avzu because it's already in there. So here, where the Tana said you last take out two fingers, well, one is already included in two. So then, therefore, that's why the Gemara cannot have said loizu avzu katan. But then Taisa says, based on his concept, he goes to other places in Shas. He says, even the why in the beginning of Aaron, not Bezim Bez. Or Bezim Bez, in the beginning of Masech, the Bezim Bez, the Kamar Rebuta says, says it's valid, even if it's higher than 20 Amos, in contrast to Tanakamba by Sukkah and by Erevin, even up to 40, 50 Amos. What do you mean? So, what do you mean? If you Machshar 50, I have to tell you 40? And you can't answer that, oh, loizu avzu katani, because 40 is in 50, like we said over here. So that's in the situation where you can't answer loizu avzu. So then, why doesn't the Gemara ask that question over there? And it could not even said loizu avzu. So what you could say is, the halechet will have a dafka, wherever it's not precise, eluhad din yaisit, not only not 40, 50, but even more, like parachachi, so then the Gemara doesn't ask this question at all. Like the Gemara says in the beginning of when it talks about Arba B'chamish Kupas, you can move four or five boxes. So the question is, Arba B'chamisha, so what's what I mean? If you could do four for sure, you can move five for sure, you can move four. So the Gemara, Arba B'chamisha Kedami Inchi. This is what we say, four or five, we mean like the way people normally talk, meaning because really if you want, you could even move more than that. So we see, wherever the number is not precise, it's even more. So then you don't ask, what, five for sure, four, because four and five are not precise numbers. It's just how people talk. So you say four, five, but therefore it's not a difficulty as if I'm saying four when I'm really saying five. So therefore that's where we don't ask that question. But what bothers Tysus is, now, so actually, so what was the Havmina, the one who was asking the question? That the Gemara does ask that question. It says, oh, five, you can move four. Do I have to tell you? What do you mean? Most definitely that the intent is like we're saying Kedami Yenshi. So then what's the question? So how do we even understand the Havim of the Gemara? So he says, well, the one who asked the question, if you can move five boxes, I'm sure you can move four. You're right. The question of thought, it was precise. That's what the Gemara's answer. That's not precise. And therefore, that's why we don't ask this question of loizu avzu. Because then in that type of situation, we wouldn't have that question because it's not saying a bigger chiddush because it's not even saying that it can even mean six, seven, or even more than that. Now, this is peg b'nais kutim. The Gemara definitely needed the flamazayim abeis. The kishi, where if a woman has difficulties in childbirth, it's mitar. That's not considered yilad. It's beziva. Arba'am mechamishim yam, even 40, 50 days. And so he says, Paruch Le. And the Gemara there asked the question, for 50, for sure, do I have to tell you 40? The question is, so why didn't the Gemara answer over there? Kedami Enshi, because it's even more than 40, 50 days. So he says, no, Mishra Nadafko, it is precise. Yeah, maybe it's not exactly the number 40, 50, but the increase of Mitala Elam, this is a difficult child, but doesn't say it's no matter how long it lasts. You don't say that the woman never becomes a Ziva because, oh, she has difficulty in childbirth. And therefore, it's. Since it is precise, so therefore that's why the Gemara asks the question. Now, in Perek Amon Nezayin, the Gemara Ksuvah of Tzadik Vam, and after coming, the Gemara tells us that Amon Hashashas Hashtayim V'Shalal Hashanim V'Loi Tavim Mezayinisam. A woman went 2-3 years, and she didn't come to claim her Mezayinis, which she's supposed to get as Almana. So Ibn Mazanisah. So she loses her mezanis. She loses her rights. She was obviously Michael. Well, Baruch then the Gemara asks, oh, wait a second. If you tell me after 3 years you lose mezanis, sure, after 3 years. And that's what bothering Taisis. Avgab the Hasam Lam Davka. What I mean, there it's not precise. Because the Koshkin and the Rishas say, yes, Ibn Mazanisah, but she waited more than 3 years, for sure she would lose it. I thought you told me that when it's not precise that you just say Kedami and she. So two, three, whatever. So why is the Gemara asking that question over there? Yeshama says, this is what you could say is Mishum the Hasam Abishtaim Vishalish. There, it's not three and two. It said two and three. And that was Zuvain Sorglim. If after 2 years you lose the rights, so saying three doesn't make sense at all. It's not like oh, not only, and you write that, and Zuv Avzu. It's Zuvain Sorglim. So the Hilka Parkle, then we ask the question saying, what are you saying? If you're saying already two, for sure three, because that's the second one to be said. And therefore, that's even though it's Lav Davka, then we're going to ask the question over there. Someone purchases from the shepherds, you can purchase four or five, then we know he's not just cheating on the side. Because he's selling such a large amount, his employer is going to know about it. You're not afraid of stealing. But not two or three. I don't understand. If you could buy from him four, I'll tell you five. And says Taisus, so why are we asking it over there? Because there it's also this, and I don't have to say this. Where the bigger chiddush was said first. So what are you saying, the smaller chiddush afterwards? Like we said by Almana, and therefore we ask that question. We're going to do sandals that were hobnobbed. There were these nails inside these sandals. Partly the Gemara asks this question that says, wait a second, tell me if there's four or five remaining nails. We're the same type of question. What do you mean? That five is permitted, and I have to tell you that four is going to be permitted. So the reason why I ask is over there. Again, because that is precise four or five. I believe two, but not more than that. Therefore, again, that's why we ask that question in, like we said, this format of what I have to tell you, because it's precise. Yeah, because if it wasn't, then we don't ask that question. Says the Gemara, Bereish Perek Af Al Pi. The Gemara in the beginning, I pick up the Ksuvita from the Zayin and Alf. Someone, the lady's wife, 2-3 years, would have a ksuba. And the child that he can nurse 4 or 5 years, and the Gemara doesn't ask over there that question. Why not? So it says, maybe you could say it's the Pshitle, because it was obvious to the Gemara, who had the tshuva, that the sin would be even more than that. Therefore, we don't ask, like we said, if it's not precise, it's just kedami inchi. We for the second question, but he did regarding the question regarding the child that conjures 4 or 5 years, what you could say over there is there the answer is the other way, the dav come, and it's actually precise. 4 for a healthy child and 5 for an unhealthy child, and therefore that's why we didn't ask, because actually it is precise that it's actually 4 or 5 depending on the age of the child, which is actually similar to the Agumar's answer over here. With 1 or 2, we said that, yeah, 2 is for someone who's a chayla, and 1 is for someone who's healthy. So Taisa said that Lezu Avzu is a shracha teretz, and when you can answer some other teretz, like an arasugia, we're going to give another teretz. Moreover, Taisa says that if one is totally included in the other one, then you can't say Lezu Avzu like you're an arasugia. One finger is really included in two. And more of it, if the number is not precise, and the same thing would be even more, then we don't ask the question, because you could just say, that's kedami inchi. And finally, that zu ve'ein tzarch lemezu is a really dechi teretz, and only when there's no other option, then you see such a thing, but that's why we're going to ask the question, like we said, even when it's lav davka, but when it's, you're saying zu ve'ein tzarch lemezu, you're saying the bigger chiddush first, and why would you say the lesser chiddush after that? The next test about to begin with the Gemara of Yishleim and Mavi Egla Rufa Chulum. Yishleim doesn't bring Egla Arufa, Ay, but Tanya Bechulum. But, so how can you say that there's no Egla Rufa? It's a wonder to me, because my parakh holds this question. Let me decrypt you the spirit. Let's say that he holds a commute. Double label of Hekam, and they said in the first paragraph of the Beis Amaral, Yishleim is Chak Lishvatim. Yishleim was divided amongst the tribes. And that's the mandama that would hold that it does bring the Egla Rufa. So what are you asking? Even that Zoris is a mandama that says it was divided amongst the Shvatim. So what are you saying that regarding that it doesn't bring Egla Rufa? The Rishonim says this is what you can say to Lava Chitzoch Lishnei, because the truth is, anyway, the Gemara would have to answer this question, because which ultimately is what we answer. Let's say it's not true. He just wanted people to cry more. The whole Egla Rufa is only when you don't know who killed the person. How do they know who killed him? But moreover, the common distance says, Al-Ir al-Azor, we don't know who should bring it, the city of Shalem or the Azor. Pshita the Azor, you know what I mean? It's obvious that on the Azor you cannot bring it, because the Ir ha-Krebik, even you can say that the Azor is not the Shvatim, to Minyamin and Yehuda, but it says it closed the city. The Azor loved Irhi, and the Azor is not a city. So Al-Rather says, we knew anyway that it's just to increase the pain. And therefore, that's why we didn't answer to say, what do you mean? It could go like the Mandama that holds it was Nishak, and therefore they could bring it, because anyways, we knew that the bottom line was, as Igmo was going to answer, that it was just Lafushe, Tsar is the Lahabes HaBechir.